Hello and welcome to another edition of Road Thoughts, the rantings and ravings of a relatively normal individual as he drives home from work. I'm your host, Twitchy Mac. You can find me on Twitter at Twitchy Mac, and that's about the only place I am online because that's the only place I share my stuff. So I have actually been going over this one for a little bit, and I recorded one, and I didn't like it. So I unrecorded it, and I'm doing it again. Today's episode, today's rant, is something I've been thinking about. You know, when it comes to, we're all doing the vaccine thing. I had my vaccine last week, my first dose of the Moderna vaccine, which, by the way, completely painless. I had a sore arm for about 3 days. That's the worst thing. It's the only thing. So yeah, totally awesome. But the more I was thinking about it, the more it occurs to me that, you know, we got to think about vaccine hesitancy. And why is it a thing? And, you know, I mean, on the one side, you don't want to give credence to anti-vax people. You don't want to give their arguments any thought, right? Because we all know that vaccines are good for you, they're good for the world, and they're going to help everyone be less sick. And so you should take the vaccines. And everybody has this, historically, and not historically, but like in the counter argument. The counter argument has always been to an anti-vax person has been, you know, they are selfish in not taking the vaccine because other people who can't take the vaccine will then get sick. And that's the case. That is the case. That's entirely the case. Like, the whole issue is that if you don't take the vaccine, if you don't take a vaccine, then whatever that vaccine is trying to prevent has a viable host in the population, you. And if enough people are viable hosts in the population, then the disease can spread and can be endemic in the population, and it'll never go away, and it'll mutate, and it'll cause more viruses, and we'll have to have new vaccines. That's the flu. Like, we can't get rid of the flu ever because we can't vaccinate enough people for enough varieties of the flu to eliminate it. Not only that, we also get cross species population transference. So, you know, while you're eradicating the flu in humans, ducks get the flu and now you've got avian flu, and pigs get the flu and now you got swine flu. And so you can't get rid of the flu because it's just so endemic and so virulent that it'll cross species barriers and all sorts of bad stuff. But if you get the flu vaccine, you're less likely to have the flu, you're less likely to have a severe version of the flu, and you're less likely to pass that flu on to other people, which means that there are less chances for other people to get sick. So by taking the flu, you're not just protecting yourself, taking the flu vaccine, you're not just protecting yourself, you're protecting other people. And so the counter argument to anti-vax people has always been, you're selfish, because if you don't take the vaccine, you're making me sick, you're risking me. And that's absolutely true. But here's the thing. I'm not arguing for an anti-vax point of view. I'm going to get there. You're going to love this. What I'm going to talk about here is, there's, in my mind, there's really two flavors of anti-vax. Okay? The one flavor is the people who know all of the facts and still choose not to get the vaccine. And they are are selfish bastards. And whatever the vaccine is, whatever vaccine it is, measles, chickenpox, COVID, if you're choosing to not get the vaccine and you have all of the information, it's because you're a selfish son of a bitch. But there are another group. So, okay. There are risks to taking a vaccine. There are always going to be risks to taking any medicine. If you put a needle in your arm, there is a risk. Now, that risk can be minimized. And in fact, that's the job of the vaccine developers and the medical professionals that will be giving you that needle. It's their job to reduce that risk to the smallest amount possible. And currently, that risk in vaccine administration is something like 1 in 100,000 people have vaccine injuries, and 1 in, I don't know, I think it's like 1.3 million have severe vaccine reactions. It's so fucking minuscule that it's not even really there. But it's not zero. It's not zero. And saying it's zero is... it's counterproductive because you are easily proven wrong. Okay? So, it's not zero. But it's very low. And the point of... is that that risk... and the point of vaccines is that that risk is lower than the risk to getting whatever the vaccine is fighting. You know, if you are talking about measles, you are better off getting the vaccine with all of the incumbent risks of the vaccine than you are getting measles. And because measles in a vaccinated person, measles, if you do get it, is so mild it's not even there. But if you don't have the vaccine, you're much, much, much more likely to get it. And when you do, you could die. Like, it can kill you. And if it doesn't kill you, it's going to leave you severely damaged. You know, you will have issues for the rest of your life. And that's the thing. The risk versus... the risk of taking the vaccine is much less than the risk of getting sick. But it's also the risk in general, the risk in the population. And here's where that selfish bastard part comes in. Because if everybody takes the vaccine, then nobody gets sick. And some people get hurt because vaccine injury is a thing. You know, there is a risk. It's very small, but there is a risk. But if everybody takes the vaccine, nobody gets sick, including the people who can't take the vaccine, including people who can't take that risk, and including people who decide that they don't want to take that risk. If everybody but three people choose to take a vaccine, then those three people are covered just like the rest of us. And knowing that there is a small chance that they'll get a vaccine-related illness or injury, if they then choose to not take the vaccine because they don't want to take that risk, they're selfish bastards. But there's the other part of this that, and here's where I'm trying to get to. The other part is that they don't know the risks. They don't know the risks, and they don't trust the people involved who do know the risks to do their job properly and weigh those risks properly. So what I'm saying here is, I don't know what the risks are. I don't know what the risks of measles are. I don't know what the real, honest, you know, risk profile of me getting COVID is. Couldn't tell you. I know that I can get sick. I know that I can get really sick. I know that there's a possibility that I could die. I don't know what the odds are, though. I don't know what the statistical chances of each of these outcomes is. And I don't know what the statistical chances of vaccine-related illness or injury are either. Not really. Like, I know kind of. Like, I've done a little bit of research, but I don't know enough to say for certain. But I trust that the people who are developing the vaccine and the healthcare professionals that are administering the vaccine and the doctors and the public health officials that are administering the vaccine rollout are doing their job properly and are making sure that the risk of taking the vaccine is less overall for everyone in the population than the illness is. I trust them to do their job. And I don't, but I trust them to do their job. People who are anti-vax fall into one of a few categories. Either they know and they're selfish fuckers who deserve nothing more than a kick in the fucking teeth. Or they don't know. And if they don't know, then they don't trust the people who do. And that comes in a variety of different ways. They may think that the people that know are, you know, the vaccine companies are big pharma that's just trying to get more money. Or they may think that the government is trying to control them. Or they may think that, you know, they may not trust nurses and doctors to know what they're talking about. I don't know. Like, there's a bunch of different spots where you cannot trust someone to be doing their job properly and not trust them to give you the information properly. But that's the issue. They don't trust the system to work. And when you don't trust the system to work, you don't believe the system over your own feelings. And your own feelings are, I might get sick, I might not get sick, but if I get this needle shoved in my arm, then I've done something. And I've actively done something to get sick. So they feel like I don't want to do the thing because then I'm doing the thing. And if I get sick, I get sick. That's just how the world is. But if I do the thing and then I get sick from it, then I did that to myself. So there's, if they don't trust the system to work properly, then taking the vaccine becomes more scary, becomes more dangerous. Taking any vaccine, taking any medicine at all, becomes more dangerous and more scary. So how do we fight that? Well, telling that person that they're being a selfish prick isn't going to help, because they're not being a selfish prick. They don't know and they don't trust. They don't know the risks and they don't trust the people that are giving them the information and telling them that this is the truth and you need to listen. You know, and they're not getting the information from a source that they trust, which is the other part of the problem. How do you convince somebody when they don't trust that you're telling them the truth? And I don't know what the answer to that is, but that's the problem. It's the lack of trust in the medical system to do its goddamn job. And I hate to say it, but I think this comes down to being American. Because Americans have the shittiest healthcare system. I'm sorry, guys, but your healthcare system is designed to take as much money from you as it possibly can while giving you the least amount of health possible. It's terrible. And of course you don't trust the healthcare system to have your best interests in mind. It's profit-driven. Of course it doesn't have your best interests in mind. It has its best interests in mind. But in cases like this, in vaccine cases, it's not pharmaceutical companies, it's not the medical professionals. Nobody's making money off this shit. You've got to just pony up, man. Trust that you're not going to be hurt, that the risk of getting hurt is less than the risk of getting sick. That's what it comes down to. If you don't trust that, then I don't know what to tell you. If I can't convince you that the risk of getting hurt from a vaccine is less than the risk of getting sick from the disease, I don't know what to tell you. But there's a reason why my doctor doesn't recommend that I get the Gardasil vaccine, the HPV vaccine. I'm married. I have one sexual partner. I am not going to get HPV. Getting the vaccine makes no sense. The risk of vaccine injury, while tiny, is still higher than the risk of getting HPV. Not going to get HPV. Don't need to worry about it. So I'm not going to get the vaccine. But the risk of getting COVID is pretty fucking high. So I get that vaccine. I don't get the other vaccine, and everybody's happy. So just go out and get your goddamn vaccines, people. And don't tell people that aren't getting the vaccines that they're selfish sons of bitches. Tell them that they're being ridiculous. Tell them that they're arguing that the entire world is less smart than they are. And that's just kind of silly. They need to grow up and realize they're not all that. Because they're not selfish. They're just self-indulgent. They believe that they're better than everyone else. Alright, well, that's all I got for you today. This is a long one. Have a great weekend and stay safe.